This is the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by Future Legends.
Welcome to the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by Future Legends. Hey, it is game day in Windsor, Colorado. The Northern Colorado Owls will play the Rocky Mountain Fives this evening, and there's nothing like opening day, regardless of the level, and this is a pro sport level, folks. This is going to be fun as the Elves take on the Vibes this evening. And, of course, with us on the Frank Gonzalez Show is the skipper of the Elves, Frank Gonzalez. How you doing today, Skip?
Good morning, Coach. How's everybody?
It's good. You know, usually I'm coming on and I'm saying we're live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Well, today we are live from Hickory, North Carolina. So if anybody out there has been to Hickory, we'd love to hear from you via text. And Michael will, you know, keep track of our texts and inform me. But Hickory, North Carolina, and Skip, I'm going to ask you this. Do you know what all-star left-hander that played for the Giants and the Diamondbacks is from Hickory, North Carolina?
Wow, that's some trivia there. I probably do, but I just can't pull it out of the hat this morning. My mind's wrapped up in this lineup and the dugout card.
There you go, baby. Madison Baumgartner.
Baumgartner, there you go.
Yeah, Mad Dog. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
From Hickory, North Carolina. And so there I am. Here I am. So, well, Coach, it is game day.
Yes, sir.
How exciting are you? Do you have a few butterflies? Tell us about the start of your day and what's going to go through the process of your day getting ready.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I think everybody's really, really locking in on making sure all the bleachers are stable, making sure the cement's dry. It's 11th hour on some of this, but it sounds like we're going to open. I've been excited. We got on the ballpark a couple days ago, the 21st. We played an exhibition game versus the Vibes, so we got to see them a little bit, which was really cool to get out on that field at Future Legends and play a real baseball game. It played well, I'll tell you what. Some of the pitchers may spoke early, but they thought, wow, this park really plays fair. And then lo and behold, 2-1 ball game through nine. J.C. Coronado threw a wonderful start for us. He went four innings, gave up one run. I think he had 3 or 4 punch-outs, maybe one walk, really clean. And we were end up tied in the ninth. We were down one, They walk a few guys, and Estevan De La O comes up. We had changed the lineup around a little bit, gave Matthews a little time. De La O was up, and he hit a double in the gap to walk him off, you know, and go ahead and win that ball game. And then their skipper, Les Lancaster, who I've known over the years, he played the big leagues a bunch. He said, hey, how about one more hitter, Frank? We were just getting guys worked in, you know, and we went one more hitter. And Jordan Rathbone hits a homer to left field, a big one. And so now I think we're up 6-2 at that point, and that was the kid walked off the field.
Is that when Les said, that's good, no more hitters, we're good.
That was
now.
It. That was the last hitter.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This Pioneer League, it's fun because, I mean, obviously we're excited and Northern Colorado's excited to have you as the skipper of the Owls. But, man, you have Les Lancaster down at the Springs with the Vibes. I mean, it's just a league full of high-quality professionals.
No, it's full of it. I mean, there's probably, I think when we were in the draft at Arizona and going through the scouts or the tryout there, and all of us were scouting up, and you know, and I think the president or assistant president of the league said, hey, there's 180 years of professional baseball experience in this year's Pioneer League, just in the managers. And I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, really cool, really cool.
That is cool. And, you know, what I think's going to be fun for fans is just to not only make a great connection with the Owls, but when teams come in, they're going to recognize a lot of these names. And when you play a 6-5, six-game series, there can be a little connection made there as well.
No doubt. And it's already happened. It's been really neat, the public here locally, Northern Colorado. We had a big opening, kind of an open house event at DBAT the other night. We kind of, you know, they brought kids in and people. I think we had 300 folks at DBAT the other night and a bunch of probably 100 kids. And just a really cool thing. We did a clinic for 2 hours and, you know, we had our players working with these kids. We had 2-3 cages going with hitting. We had a fielding station. Catchers were doing catching drills. We had pitching drills going on. In fact, I saw a little left-hander that's probably better than one of my little left-handers. You know, he was only 11, but I told Cuevas, I said, he might throw harder than you already. I mean, you know. And his dad was like, you can have him. Take him. We'd love for him to. I'm like, well, he's a little young, you know.
That is so fun. But hey, your starter tonight, or first of all, before we get into tonight starters and things like that, I know it's an exciting week, but you had to make some tough decisions this past week too. You know, with you brought in 35 guys, you're down to 26. How hard is that as a manager and as a staff to make those decisions?
Yes. Really difficult. It came down, you know, literally to the 11th hour. We had a workout the day before. I didn't want these guys to hang around for the exhibition game, and that just would torture them to be on that field and then get let go. So we let them go the night before, the last four guys. Jesse Palafox, Locke Bernhardt, unfortunately didn't make our club right now, but if we lose a guy or somebody goes down, I'd call Locke back in a second. He was right there. This was a little inconsistent in camp, and it was tough to get a read on what he could really do. But, you know, unfortunately, Omar Ortiz did make it in Juan Familia. Those were the last four. And we had a one-on-one Zoom meeting with them, and, you know, they're professional guys. They were very humble, thankful to be here, but it's really difficult. We had, you know, even Andy and I met that afternoon, the day before, and we talked about every player. We talked about the reasoning to keep, you know, this player over that player, and you go through the steps in terms of defense. Could he pinch hit? How much is it going to take to develop him? And you know, in this kind of season, there's a little bit of win and there's a little bit of development. And, you know, Andy made some great points, and we went with some guys. We talked to everybody. Robbie had the same opinion, and it's hard. It's a really difficult thing to do.
Sure, it's hard. But you know what? With experience, you and Andy have been through that on the other side.
Yes, we have, no doubt. It's been, you know, I told the guys this. I said one of the greatest things I've probably taken from the Rockies organization is we never took a player's career lightly. It didn't matter if we didn't like the kid. It didn't matter if we, you know, it was drafted. Someone drafted him. Maybe we shouldn't have. If he was a trade, it didn't matter. We would argue every single kid, player in that organization, to the point where if you stuck up for him, there were times that guys stuck around. And I'll give you a classic example. Taylor Snyder, who's Corey Snyder's son, was with us for a long time, and we were going to release him in 2018-19. He ends up hitting 20-plus homers in high A, and then I think he hit another 20-something the next year. And we were to the point where we said they wanted to let him go, and I said, no, we're not going to let him go. There's something there. And we just kept with him, and look, he turned out, and he's still playing today.
Yeah, so absolutely. You are listening to the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by Future Legends, and it is game day. Now, Skip, with some of these players that you did have to release, I think you briefly mentioned, but there's a chance with injury one or two could come back?
Oh, no doubt, yeah. I mean, I think those last four, there were some splitting hairs decisions there. You know, Omar Ortiz was fine at first and third. He's got a big bat. Popham just gives you a little more experience. And Danny Perez in spring training hit four homers. So he kind of solidified himself with you know, that left-handed bat. It kind of pushed Omar out a little. But, you know, any of those guys, Palifax was fine. The first day he was in the 90s, and then he dropped down a bunch. I don't know if he's, you know, if it's going to continue to drop. But anyway, any of those guys come back with an injury, sure, we'd love them because we know they're character guys, and they were competing. They were really competing.
Absolutely. Now, as you form the final roster, you have 13 player positions and 13 pitchers, correct?
Yes, sir. We're 26.
And with your pitching staff, Frank, how many righties, how many lefties?
Well, going through the card right now, we just have the one starter, Chase Jesse, and he's a left-hander. And then we have Cuevas out of the bullpen, and we have Wills out of the bullpen. So those are the only three left-handers. So we've got, you know, we've got 10 right-handed arms, four in the starting rotation, and the other six in the bullpen. So, you know, it's nice that we've got a couple arms out of the bullpen from the left side. Cuevas is a soft-throwing lefty with a plus changeup. I gave him a compliment yesterday. I said, you know, I'm related to a kid's got a nice changeup like that. And he goes, oh, my gosh, are you comparing me to Marco? And I said, well, that changeup's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, it was pretty good as a freshman in high school, Coach. And it's just to get better better. Let's talk about that when we come back. But you are listening to the Frank Gonzalez Show presented by Future Legends. Want to thank Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com and check them out with some of their outstanding projects they have on Facebook. We will be back after these messages with the Frank Gonzalez Show. Welcome back to the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by the Legends, Future Legends. Boy, Frank, when we talk about Future Legends, I know there's some last-minute things taking place right now, but this facility is incredible.
Yeah, we were on it the other day. Like I said, Friday, I'm sorry, we were on it on Sunday. Yeah, I'm telling you, Dick, the days are running together with this thing here. But the 21st there, Sunday, it feels like Friday. You know, I feel like we're opening up on a Friday. It feels like Saturday or Friday to me. It's a Tuesday night here in Colorado, but we're opening up. And that ballpark, I took a video during their BP, and just they had advertisement all the way around the interior of the whole thing. It goes down the right field line. There's advertisement all in the outfield. We've got a hitter's eye up. The stands look great. It was, you know, they're putting up all the lights were up now. So I hope they turn on tonight. That's where I'm at. So we're hoping that the scoreboard was running. It was digital. They had video going on there. They had interviews from players. They had myself up there, which is, I was totally, you know, it's just weird looking at yourself up on that big screen, you know. I got a big round face anyway. You put it up on that big screen. It took up the whole screen, Bruce.
Well, and I'll tell you, and you guys are playing in, I don't want to call it the secondary field diamond this year, but next year when we're at the stadium, it's unbelievable. I mean, I keep describing this to people, and I say, you know what? You need to just go out there and get some tickets for the game, and you are not going to be disappointed.
No, it's a little mind-boggling how nice. There's even a little clubhouse underground at this, that we call the Future Legends Park ballpark, and the it's dual purpose. You're going to see some soccer lines on it. I'm not sure how those are going to be all handled today. I guess we'll just hope the umpire will call the right one fair. But you know, it's beautiful. The infield is gorgeous. The way it lays out is just pretty. You're sitting there looking in center field. You see the dome. You see the dormitories, and then you see the construction of the big ballpark. There's a miracle field being built literally behind our ballpark that we're in now, where kids can with special needs can play on. There's two more little league ballparks next to that. I mean, this is going to be all ballparks around these ballparks.
Yes.
And people are going to walk in from two or three entrances there. I don't know if it'll happen today, but eventually there'll be food trucks. There's going to be concession. You know, you can get an adult beverage. It's a real professional venue. It really is.
And really great hot dogs, I hear.
Oh, they've got specialties. There's three or four specialties. There's one specialized for the Hailstorm, for us, and then there's two or three others, and I think they're gourmet dogs. I mean, it's ridiculous how good they are. I don't know what they get for – I can remember being a kid. You get a hot dog for a buck and a quarter or a dollar. Now it might be a $7, $8 hot dog. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a lot younger than I, because they were cheaper when I was growing up, Frank. But you brought this up, and this is going to be one of my questions. You know, we're talking about the players and the rosters, umpires. Okay, do the umpires work the entire series, six game, or is there more than one crew that comes in?
Yeah, no doubt. There's five crews rotating around the Pioneer League, is my understanding.
Okay.
So 15 umpires, because there's three guys on a crew, and
yes,
there's a crew chief for each crew. So this crew will work five games. You know, if we have a five-game set, this one happens to be a four. And, you know, of course, I'm guessing the crew chief will start behind home plate tonight, and then he'll rotate to first the next night and then go to third. And every guy will get their chance behind the plate. And these guys will get in their minivan, and they're staying in a hotel, and the league is covering them, and they're paying them. And they have every guy, every crew chief. When I was told this year at the meeting, what I call the winter meeting, we were down in Arizona. It didn't feel like winter down there, by the way. We heard that every crew chief is MLB trained and through the MLB course, through the umpiring academy.
Well, and these guys also, I assume, are being scouted and wanting to move up levels in the game.
100%. Here's the deal. We got TrackMan at every site now. Hopefully they get that bad boy running tonight too, because there's a lot of data and analytics that comes through TrackMan. And their zone can be looked at. We have an analytics guy, Bruce. I've got a guy you just sending me video on today's starting pitcher when he pitched at Notre Dame. We've got data cards for every hitter and their spray charts, and all this stuff is being pulled up through all the apps and all the data and analytics pieces that we have already. And we have an actual team. I have a couple guys that are working data and analytics. I'll be honest with you. I was the data and analytics guy for you know, with Chris Bonk, a good buddy of mine, has been with the Rockies now as an analytics guy. He's been AAA with me, but my gosh, I had to do most of it myself in Albuquerque, so I'm getting a little spoiled here with the Owls and having an analytics guy. You know,
and I'm gonna guess the analytics guys are probably 30 years old or maybe younger.
They're in their mid late 20s, possibly that age, and they are putting together this stuff that is very high tech. I've got documents and PDFs. I couldn't even open a couple of them, Bruce. I had to call them and get help to open these things. They're unbelievable.
That is awesome. But, you know, how fun is, you know, I'm just trying to, for those that played before the analytics came in, you know, to be such an important part of the game, how fun is it, though, for a pitcher to go and look at the tendencies of a swing where the guy's set up in the batter's box and vice versa? You know, the delivery from, you know, from the mound, whether the guy, you know, does he lower that angle at all when he's changing pitches? So many different things that you can, you know, look for as a player.
No doubt. I mean, I tell the guys there's a device called Rapsodo. I said, well, here's the deal, fellas. There's no device better than iSodo. When you use your eyes and you can really break down what you're seeing. Now, I have tendencies here. I've got a spray start, a chart. For example, I'm looking at one of their players named Barfield. This guy, you know, hits the ball pretty much down the third baseline. There isn't any reason to have my third baseman playing in the 5-6 hole if he's going to pull everything. So you get information like that may help you, you know. And so, but at the end of the day, when you're facing a guy and you throw him an inside fastball, one of the things that drives me nuts at this level, they'll throw an inside fastball on a hitter. Bubba Trammell, big league, former big league player. I think he played a bunch with the Tigers. His son is on the vibe, and he is a monster. He had three doubles on us the other day, and we kept putting the ball on the outer half. And I saw him in BP. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can get in on those long arms, but you got to get it in there. So those are the things I think it takes time to see and to be able to to have that experience, and I know I'm going to be able to communicate that to the guys, and everybody's asking me what I saw, and I'm sure enough, you know, we didn't get in on them, but those opportunities during the game, you got to be able to see some of it with your eye, for sure.
Absolutely. Is that Alan Trammell's son?
No, Bubba Trammell.
No.
Bubba Trammell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking his dad maybe was the former shortstop for the Tigers. Not him.
No. Alan Trammell's probably pretty, you know, he's got to be in his 70s, doesn't he? And I think Bubba's
is
probably
he?
Bubba's
they all run together.
My age.
Maybe
yeah, because I played with Alan. I am old enough to know that I played with Alan in 92-93 in big league camp with Detroit, and he was at the end of his career. He
there you go.
His,
yeah. Not a common name in baseball. But us through, you know, today's schedule, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, for the players, what time they report, meetings. Anything you can share with our audience just to give them a little visual of what goes on with your team on a game day?
Absolutely. No, we sent out a message last night. I was teetering on a couple guys in the lineup, so I didn't send one out until this morning. It's still not public. I don't believe we've gotten the vibe yet. So as soon as the vibe gets in the lineup, we'll share that. It'll be public. But, you know, I sent a message out. We've got a real, we use an app called GroupMe, and I sent out last night. We've got a couple bullpens, starter bullpens, and I got another one that needs to do a couple simulated innings in a bullpen today. So we're going to do that at about 2:50. So they'll stretch at 2:30, and then the rest of the club is going to stretch at 3:15. They'll go through their throwing program. Both the pitchers and the position players, and then while the pitchers take a little longer to play catch. They like to throw a long toss, and they like to work on some pitching and stuff. And so then while they're getting loose, all the infielders will take some ground balls in the infield and just go through some individual defense until the pitchers are done. And then we'll take a round of PFP and get ready for BP at 4:00. That's really the schedule today.
And game time tonight is
7:00 tonight, and you know, right after BP, the guys will get a little bite. They'll have an hour or an hour and a half or so before they need to be back out to stretch and starter to get ready down the left field line. And we'll have a hitter's meeting, we'll have a pitcher's meeting, and a starting pitcher and catcher. We'll talk a little bit about their plan, and you know, I'll meet with the staff a little bit, talk a little bit about, you know, if we can pinch hit here, or if we can bring in a lefty to face this left. They've got some lefties. They got some big guys. A guy named Peterson and Trammell, a couple big left-handers. Looks like they could do some damage. So if we can match up with those guys and we're in a ball game later in, then it'd be nice to match up with one of our left-handers for sure.
And how many returning players are the Vibes bringing in that were with their club approximately? Do you have a number on that, Coach?
You know, a couple of the players that played last year in the league, Glenn especially, because he was with the Springs. He's got about four or five guys that he knows on their roster so far that I've been aware of that were there last year, and I think they've improved their roster a little bit. They went out and got, four or five guys who were affiliated players last year or the last couple of years, and so they're a little different. They're a little different roster, and they've got some good-looking kids. They threw a right-hander at us that was a high pick in the first game or in the exhibition game the other day. He was a high pick years ago out of high school, I think, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And so he's probably 24, you know, at the oldest. But he commanded. Everybody was like, oh, it doesn't look very firm, and it doesn't look hard, and it wasn't. It was 87, 86, 88 maybe. But I'll tell you what, he landed his breaking ball anytime he wanted, and he gave us a little bit of a frustration, and he was a little more mature in terms of the way he pitched. He really pitched, and before you knew it, it was the fifth inning, and there was no runs on the board between both teams, you know. So
amazing when you can put it on the black and mix up your pitches and change speeds, all of a sudden you're pretty good.
Well, and we see it work at all levels. I mean, I think pitching still works. I know stuff, we talk about stuff, which means an electric fastball in the upper mid-90s, a plus slider, a plus breaking ball, change up with a explosive 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Man, it's a blessing to have that. You'd have given me that, Bruce, I'd still be pitching today, you know. But
isn't that for sure? No kidding. You know. Hey, Frank, what do you expect to get out of your starter – in this series? How many innings? I know it obviously changes game to game, but if you could blueprint a number of innings or a number of pitches, what's your expectations for your starters?
Well, the plan has been to have everybody stretched out to about five, you know, maybe a six if they're very efficient. You know, 80, 85 pitches is probably the max for any of these starters. Schneider's a guy that if he's around the plate and throws it over and has early contact, you know, he could run through some innings for you if he's down. And he's got to be down because he sinks it. He's got a little slider in there and a changeup. But, you know, we're hoping that he's down and that he goes through the game fairly efficiently with some ground balls. And we would like to see a couple double plays today. You know, I know somebody's going to get on base, so we might as well roll it over. And I think he's the kind of guy that could get you some ground balls to turn some double plays. So, you know, 80 pitches is kind of that benchmark. If it gets you through five, great. If you have a high pitch inning, you may only get through four. So we've got to be able to keep in the five and six. And then at that point, if we're in the game, we'll get to the back end of the bullpen. So.
And talk about that double play combination you have. I really enjoy coming out and watching your middle infielders work out. And Andy Burns was, you know, just going through some things. But talk about those middle infielders a little bit, Frank.
Yeah, no doubt. We got Peyton Robertson. He looks like he's going to probably be a mainstay at shortstop. There's a plus arm in there. He's got really good hands. His feet work. He's a good mover. He can run. He's not a big guy. He's not big. He's, you know,
no.
We're talking 5'9", 5'10", but I think he could throw it 95 mile an hour across the diamond. I'm not kidding. That's one of the better short-term arms I've ever seen.
And at any level.
He's super athletic. And I played with his dad. His dad was my second baseman in Toledo. So I've known the family for a long time, and we did a little trade with him, and it's great to have him. Anyway, so we've got him. We've got Higgins and Hodo that'll probably run at second base a little bit. But they can both turn it over. You know, I think Higgins does profile well at second. He can also play third. He played third for me the other day in the exhibition just to make sure we had coverage. And I like how he catches the ball. He's pretty sure-handed. He's, you know, he throws it enough to get it, to get the job done. And I think he has plenty of arm to play at second base. And Hodo's electric as well. Hodo's quick.
He is electric.
I really
liked watching him, and you know, and he's one of those guys that just plays happy, and just you can tell he loves being out there.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's just a happy guy, and he's solid. He can defend. You know, I don't know yet what we're going to get out of the bat. You know, and not to leak the lineup out, but we're going to play Higgins today at second base. And then we've got Hodo to run, steal a bag late in the game, maybe a defensive replacement. But you know, today we're going to run with Peyton Robertson at short and Higgins at second base. So I'm pretty confident in those two guys as well. And I like, and Higgy swung the bat last year, 350. So it puts a pretty good bat in the lineup.
Boy, that's for sure. And your hitters timely hitting in your exhibition game, obviously, with Esteban De La O coming in and getting the big two RBIs in the bottom of the ninth. But that's the kind of games I think our fans can, you know, hope for and anticipate. These are going to be so competitive.
No doubt. I think, you know, both sides, it's not easy to hit at this level anyway, or any professional level for that matter. You know, guys hit 300, 350 in high school, 400 at times. The kid in Eaton, he might have hit 500. I don't know what he ended up at, but that kid could really hit out there. You know, we've got some speed in the lineup, and, you know, we're hoping that we can get the bat going a little bit. I thought the pitching was a little ahead of the hitting the other day in the exhibition. That's pretty standard. It, you know, it's not like these guys have been in spring training for 30 days or seen a bunch of live pitching, you know, wherever they're coming from. So it would make sense that the hitters right now at this level would be just a click behind the pitching. So for me, if we're not putting up runs after a couple, three innings there, I mean, we're going to have to bunt a guy over and get him in. We're going to play old school baseball at some point because you need one to win, last I checked. You need at least one.
That's right. Hey, Frank, let's do this and come back in a bit. But from pro sports to pickleball to perennially competitive youth tournaments. You can find it all at Future Legends Complex, the premier destination for sports and events in Northern Colorado. Frank and I keep talking about this great complex, but located in Windsor, the 118-acre complex is home to not only the Owls, but also the soccer pro team Hailstorm. Here, tonight is opening night. It is the 23rd. Come on out and watch the Owls, located just 10 minutes east of I-25 off of exit 262. For all ticket options for the Owls, visit ColoradoOwls.com and click on the tickets tab. We can't wait to welcome you to the Future Legends Complex, where legends are made. Welcome back to the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by Future Legends. Hey, I don't have to tell all you farmers and ranchers out there how important water is. Farming season is here, and if you want to get the most out of your water this summer, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump. They are Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them at qualitywellandpump.com. It is game day in Windsor, Colorado. The Northern Colorado Owls versus the Rocky Mountain Vibes. And with us, the manager, Frank Gonzalez. Coach, the guy's got to be excited. And could you just feel it at the exhibition game how anxious these guys are to get going?
They were walking around. It felt like the Field of Dreams. In that movie, Field of Dreams, when those players are walking out of the corn stalks and they're walking around the field just looking around and they can't believe it. That's what it really looked like when we were walking out there and you went, wow, this is pretty dang nice. It was every guy's emotion. They were kind of walking in the dugout. They were touching the grass, the turf, and standing at home plate and seeing how they could see the ball. And then the pitchers went up on the mound and they were looking, and a couple of them said, wow, it looks really far. And then, of course, Big Johnson, Tyler Johnson said, no, it looks really close. And I'm like, well, that's because you're 6'6", Yeah. But I stood in my corner of the dugout there. There's a little rail and, kind of my spot where I can have a good view of the catcher. And it feels right. It does. It feels good. It feels like a real ballpark, and I just think it's exciting. We actually, had a little dinner last night. We ordered a bunch of oreganos. If you haven't been to oreganos, you need to go there.
Oh, yeah. Dinner spot, Coach. That's our team dinner spot.
We ordered in, and the Tolars were kind enough. They live out kind of towards Windsor Severance area and Timnath area, I guess, and we went out to his place. We were playing cornhole. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm quite a cornhole player. I did win two or three in a row, but then Peyton Robertson and Austin Snyder took down myself and J.C. Coronado in a 20-21 match, and I think I'm 97-3 in cornhole now. So if anybody out there wants a cornhole guy,
now I'll tell you what. If you need a partner, I'm going to tell you who to get to as a partner, and it's not me. They share the same last name as you do, and the same first initial, Francis Paco Gonzalez.
Yes, he is.
The guy can golf. Okay. He can cornhole. He's a pretty good ball player. Grandson's a good athlete. I mean, this guy. Yeah, I don't want to get. If I get you two paired up, I'm gonna put a little side bet against somebody that doesn't know anything about it, and I'm just gonna take those two guys. They kind of share the same. Yeah. Now I'm gonna take those two guys. But
that's funny.
Hey, Coach, I gotta get this in because interesting matchup in Oakland today as Marco gets the start today against the A's, trying to bring the Mariners back to 20, to 500. They're 23-24, and Marco is 3-1 on the year. But besides Marco starting in Oakland, Austin Gomber is starting for the Rockies against the Marlins this evening at Coors Field. both left-handed former St. Louis Cardinal pitchers.
That's right. You know, and I'm excited. It's just ironic that, you know, of course, he's pitching on the day we're opening up here in Northern Colorado.
I know it.
Which is, it's just the way baseball goes.
It is.
The way it goes.
Because I know how forward you you have looked to probably going down, you know, or when you can catch him on TV and things like that. But wish both those guys a lot of luck, especially Marco, man. We were talking about Marco. I brought it up that I can remember change up in high school that this kid had, and it was obviously Marco pitching for the Rocky Mountain Lobos state championship game. Wheat Ridge Farmers, full count, throws the kid, their best hitter who went on to play, a change up. Kid had no chance. State championship.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
It was a really cool thing to see him do that. And, I think I was most nervous ever in my time as watching him pitch as his dad. And, you know, of course I was his pitching coach a long time, but I just couldn't believe that, you know, he was commanding a really tough pitch to learn. A changeup is not an easy pitch. It's awkward. It's outside of your hand. It's on their two, your middle finger and your ring finger versus your index and your middle finger. So it's a different pitch, but he commanded that pitch even when he was in, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. You kind of had it under control. And to be honest with you, I learned that pitch from the late Jose Lima when I was playing with him in Detroit. So it's a good pitch to have, and he's done an okay job in his career with the fastball changeup, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, you taught him well. And speaking of baseball in high school, state tournament starts this coming Friday and Saturday. Yep. We're going to have some games on KFK as well. The Northern Voice of Colorado, and it's just a fun time of year. And I know you, as a former high school coach, and watching your son win four consecutive state championships. Special time of year, isn't it? Is it not, for these high school kids?
You'll remember it for the rest of your life. I remember, you know, watching every single pitch, every single swing. You know, your son or your kids take. Alex got to play in a state tournament as well. You know, just cool to watch them compete, and they're just so passionate that they're someone's going to lose it. Even the coaches are going to cry. I cried, you know, I can't tell you how many times in big ball games that I just was frustrated or lost. And it's really, really hard. I spent a lot of months working to get to that point. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, you'll never forget it. I wasn't very good. The state championship game against Lamar in 1986, hate to go way back, but we're facing Jess Downey and his club there at Butch Butler and Greeley. And Mike Oakquist, my teammate, who also pitched in the big league quite a bit, three or four years in the show, he came in to relieve me in about the third or fourth inning, and he took us to the end. We're down three runs, and next thing you know, we load the bases with all seniors, and I go up. They walk Mike to get to me, and I hit a grand slam to win that state tournament.
Wow.
You'll never forget it. You'll never forget that.
You know? And that's, you know, I've heard a lot of Frank Gonzalez's stories, but I have not heard that one. So,
well, here's the crazy part. Glenn Schwab was at the game because he wanted to sign me as a pitcher, which he eventually did, to go to CSU. But I always argued with Glenn. I said, Glenn, listen, I hit a homer, a grand salami to win the state championship, and you're not going to let me swing a bat at CSU? Well, he was smart. He really knew I couldn't swing, but I ended up running into that one.
There you go. Hey, road trip season is here, and you need to make sure your car is prepared. Visit our friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. Frank and I will be back after these messages to wrap up the Frank Gonzalez Show presented by Future Legends. Welcome back to the Frank Gonzalez Show, presented by Future Legends. Man, Frank, as always, this hour seems to fly by. And we were talking a little bit about the high school playoffs. Hey, congratulations to the Rocky Mountain Lobos, Severn Silver Knights, Eaton Reds, University Bulldogs, as they enter this week's state playoffs. Did I lose you? Okay. Did I lose Frank?
clubs to be in it. It's unbelievable that they're in the state tournament. And, you know, obviously the Lobos have quite a history of being in the state tournament. How many consecutive years have they gone in now?
They're always in the playoffs, Coach. I mean, it just seems like they always are. Yeah. They had two walk-off games in the regionals, two walk-off games. And have done a great job. But as you know, Scott Bullock over there is always to be reckoned with. But, hey,
no doubt.
It's game day, Coach. Just want to wish you the, you know, the most fun day. You know, there's nothing like opening days. But, you know, you can never predict a baseball game. But good vibes coming from North Carolina to you tonight in Windsor, Colorado. And let's get Austin Snyder. Let's get him some innings in tonight.
Exactly. We'd like to get some runs and some good innings out of our pitching tonight. We do that. We, you know, you play a little defense and you score some runs and you've got good pitching, you got a chance to win every night.
There you go. You know, somebody always told me, just outscore them and you'll be fine. You know, it doesn't matter what, just outscore them and you'll be fine. But, people go see the Owls tonight. Thanks, Frank, for the time today on the Frank Gonzalez Show. And it's going to be a beautiful evening out in Windsor. People, go support the Northern Colorado Owls and have a great day out there, Northern Colorado.